ಯಾರದ್ದೇ ಬಟ್ ಉಧಾನ್ ಉಧಾನ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಪ್ರೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಾಲೋನೈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಇನ್ ಯುರೋಪಿಯನ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೀಸ್ ದಿ ಫ್ರೆಂಚ್ ದಿ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ದಿ ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾನಿಯರ್ಸ್ ದೆ ಸಂಡರ್ ಕಾಲೋನೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆ ಕಾಲೋನೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಮೇರಿಕಾ ಇನ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ಆಫ್ರಿಕಾ ವೈ ದೇ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕಾಲೋನೈಸ್ ಗೋ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ land and realize some pleasure. So in the beginning or in the end, the spirit, just like God America now. But it does not mean that pleasure, living pleasure. When the attempt was colonizing, that was century. And after colonizing, there was fight between the French and Englishmen. Canada was divided and United States was starting so many. And after establishing, there are so many other problems. The latest problem is hippie. So, this is called Maya. Actually, everyone is trying to be happy as sensuous activity. But the result is unhappy. But every philosopher can understand. So the Buddha philosophy is that what are the senses? The senses are combination of this matter. My body, what is combination of this material element, city of turmeric bomb, as water, as that. So their philosophy that this combination is the cause of sense and pleasure. So dismantle this combination. That's called Nibbana. And when the combination will be dismantled, there will be no more cause for sense and pleasure. That is the end of Siddha pleasure. And Maha philosophy is that it is not the combination. The combination is also there. But this combination is temporary. That's the fact. The combination is temporary. So get out of this combination and be situated in your own original position. Brahma Satya Jagan Nishtha. That is Ankara Pleasure. He did not accept the Buddha philosophy. Buddha philosophy does not give any idea or any information of the spirit soul. Buddha philosophy deals only with matter, dismantling of matter. That is your pleasure. There is no information. You are just like hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. We get information that pancha hi kurute karma, kurute sakhan, pancha deva, akha pancha hi, ikasya sarasena kri sang sapta do, sapta dasa asmi. So mind and this five sense organs and working organs and mind is learning. And the five sense objects and the mind, 16, and the spirit soul, 17. Saptadasa. Actually, the entire is the spirit soul. The spirit soul is entire, but these are an ingredient. Pradhan Purush. Purush is the spirit soul. And the pradhan, the material nature, they are supplying ingredients. We are in the what is this material up to? Saying, yes, this material, that this house, I have got a very nice house, skyscraper. So, I am doing that. But I have collected all this iron, wood, and half brick, and there are these five materials. I take the ash and mix it with water and dry it with fire. The brick is made, similarly the cement is made, then we bring together and make a very nice house, and I think arrangement. I'm not angry, I'm swallowing my energy, that's all. The ingredients are supplied by nature. Prakriti kriyamanani, prakriti, you want something, prakriti helps you. And you are thinking, or I am thinking, that I am doing yes. And satta. Satta aham iti manyate. Actually, prakriti, according to the association, everyone wants to have some skyscraper like building. But not that everyone can construct it. Because he is under the influence of the prakriti. That is, he will not. So actually, prakriti is helping me according to my karma and desire. I am under the influence of prakriti, but I am thinking that satta aham, ahankara bhumirat, by false egotism, I am thinking that I am satta, I am India. So, the Buddha philosophy is partial, and Sankara philosophy is also partial. Sankara philosophy is impersonal. He accepts Brahma, the spirit. Buddha philosophy accepts only matter. But matter is not all. There is spirit. The Sankara philosophy accepts spirit, but he does not describe the spirit in its fullness. Your Sankara philosophy is, as soon as you become cognizant of your existence as Brahma, on Brahmasmi, then all your activities start. But that is not actual fact. Here it is said, Pancharhi Kirito is Atma. The living entity is always active. Everyone is active. When the activity is not there, then superficially there is no activity, just like meditation. It is stopping the sensual activity, but the meditating that I have become God. That is recommended for a certain class of men. That is called Ahangraha Upasana. Sikat Tena. That is also not final. When one thinks, meditate, that I am one with God. That is also one says right. One with God means, I am one with God in quality. The nature of myself and nature of God is the same. Not that I have become God, that is your truth. One has to realize, that Krishna says, Mama Yanka, my part and part. So, Krishna is Satyananda Vigraha. Therefore, he is part and parcel, must be Satyananda. The gold says, a gold earring, maybe this is my part and parcel. Gold mine says, this is part and parcel. That's a fact. But the gold earring is not the gold mine. That is a mistake. The Mahavadi philosopher comes mistake that Because I am gold, therefore I am gold man. That is your conclusion. Because I am part and parcel of Krishna, therefore I am Krishna. But the action of the truth is, the part is never equal to the whole. That's the action of the truth. And that they do not understand. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Abhishekha Buddhaya. Their intelligence is not yet purified. There is still in ignorance. They're thinking that by knowledge I have become one with God. And I differ between one another as Narayan. I have become Narayan. And that is your mistake. I have become Narayan means I have now realized my quality. And not that I have actually become Narayan. No. Narayan is Prabhu, Vibhu. And we are very, very small, minute particles of Narayan. That is, I can measure how much small we are, spiritually. Śrī-sādra-sato-bhāga-sya-sato-bhā-kulti-kattu. The tip of your hair divides into 100. And again, one part of that divides another 100. That means 10,000 parts of the tip of the hair. That is your bandit, śrī-sādra-bhāga. So, Buddha philosophy is also not complete. That is not complete, it does not mean that Lord Buddha did not know the philosophy. Just like a teacher was taught in it, but he is teaching in the 8th class ABCD. That does not mean the teacher is ABCD. The teacher is complete, but the student who are taking lessons from him, they are meant for everything. Similarly, any messenger, any incarnation, Sattara, Sattara, they preach according to the time and situation, this Kal Patra. That they do not consider. Therefore, other group, beyond the Vedic group, they come forward to compete with the Vedic group without knowing their own position. That is their defect. Only doing like this. The teacher has given it, that's all right. But the students are not competent to take instruction of them. Therefore, we find a different type of reason. So, the Buddha philosophy and the Sankara philosophy, gives a little hint about Brahma. Buddha philosophy finishes with the matter, that is dismantling matter. Then, that is also part. When you enter in the spiritual field, you have to dismantle your material combination of this world. The thing it is described in the second chapter. How one has to dismantle. That is Nidman. That is called Nidman here. And Sankar should teach spiritual thing that Aham Brahma, that is also Vedic version. Yes, I am Shri So. But Shri So simply by understanding, just like a patient suffering from disease, there are symptoms of disease. Now the symptoms, they said fever. Fever is no longer very fever. The patient, the doctor says now, yes, fever is now gone. But that is not final cure. There is no cure, that is not final cure. There may be relaxation. There may be relaxation. The final cure is when one is not only out of fear, but he is acting like a healthy man. Otherwise, it is again very possible cure. Suppose one is no fever, but he is lying down on the bed, he cannot do act anything, simply sleeping. So that is not cure. He must get up and become active. That is, similarly, in his spiritual life, simply to understand that I am Brahmasmi. Simply I realize that I am Brahma, I am not this matter. That is not cure. You must engage yourself in Brahma activity. And that Brahma activity is at this. As we are exhibiting, always engaging Krishna service, that is Brahma activity. That is not ordinary activity. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasyotati Natankati Sama Sarvesi Bhutesi Madhvasti Lavati Parāya. When one has actually become Brahma Bhuta, he thinks that he does not care anymore for worldly pleasures and pain. That is Brahma Bhutasya, actually. If I become Brahma Bhuta, and again I see, oh, my countrymen are suffering, I must open some hospital, they are uneducated, I must open some school. Why is he become Brahma Bhuta? Not so quickly in account, it is very just in fact. We are still learning things. Not so quickly in account, very simple. Why you are accepting some place as your country? Actually, you do not belong to any country. Accidentally, you get this body, and as soon as your body is finished, your country is also finished. So, why you are accepting a particular land as your country? That means you have not become Brahma. This is the truth. What do you think? This is the sign of Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. He is happy. Not so much as he. Why? You should be lamenting. It's like our Samani Sannyasi, he did not use his name. They are very highly learned, but they have fallen down to this material activity. They have fallen down to the material activity. That means they have not realized them. Brahma realization is not so easy. Brahma realization means just like if you want to go to the sunlight, or if you are actually in the sunlight, then you can see the sunlight. Not that you have not seen the sun. And then really Brahma realization, Brahmeti, Paramahasmeti, Bhagavani ki sabjata. You have to still go farther, farther. Simply by Brahma Jyoti realization is not end of knowledge. You have to still go farther. Paramatma realization, localized realization. And then if you have still farther power, then you enter into the spiritual planet. The same example, you come to the light, sunlight, but if you can see the sun glow, that is localized. Similarly, Paramatma is localized. And Sankhya is Brahma Deity. So if you have got power, then you can enter into the sun robe and sun be sun god there. That is perfect. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti subject. The sun god, the sun globe, and the sun time, they are one. Vadanti tattarida satyam jad jnanam adyam. There is no difference. All of them are light. They are not darkness. Either the sunshine, or the sun glow, or the sun glow. But still there is difference. The sun god is perfect. The sun glow is localized. And the sunshine is intact. The simplified, impersonal Brahma realization, as Shankara says, your knowledge is not perfect. You have to still go farther. In the Upanishad, it is said that, my dear Lord, please wind up your this journey, if I may, so that I can see you actually, your face. So this Brahma Jyoti is the Jasya Prabha. It is the Italian rays of the body of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmana aham pratistha. This Brahma Jyoti, that is humanity, pratistha. I am the source. It is standing on me. It is depending on me. Brahmana aham pratistha. So, the center for a devotee, here you have to say, Pantahi Srute Sastha. The devotee's business is, they are also Pantahi Srute Sastha. But they know what is his Sastha. Sastha, what is the actual goal or actual interest. That is Vishnu. That is, they haven't got to control the center. One devotee, Prabhupada Saraswati, he said that Kailayam Narakaya, Sivasapura Apasati Swaya, Vidyanta Kala Sattva Patali, Vidyanta India Kala Sattva Patali, Prasadana Swaya. Very nice, right? Usually, the first of all he says, Kailayam Narakaya, simply to understand that I am Brahma, Kaivalya. That is for us, is as good as hell. That's not what I understand. Kaivalya Narakaya, Sivasapura Akasati Swaya. And the Kermit's aim is to go to the heavenly planet. Sivasapura. So that is to us just like a star in the sky, Akasa Pishta, or Phantasmagori. That means actually he takes no existence. So Akasa Pishta, a Vidyanta Kala Sattva Padali, Kala Sattva Padali, India, the yogis, they are trying to control the senses. Dhyan Dharana. Jam, yeah.